Good morning. It's June 25th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Original Names. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Genesis 17, 4 through 5. Names are interesting. When you delivered as many babies as I have, you've had many opportunities to see young patients select their children's names. Often the names honor one of the new grandparents, or more commonly, a great-grandparent. There's often a family surname included as a middle name. The first name often carries a special meaning, the first blessing of sorts. This name might reflect their ethnic origin, their religious beliefs, or simply the hopes they have for their child. When the child grows, they often alter their name. This may be rebelliously as teens, or thoughtfully as adults, or still, in some cases, because of marriage. But the individual's choice of Michael over Mike, or Patricia over Pat, or choosing to incorporate both their maiden name and their new husband's name, are all decisions that invariably accompany change. Bands frequently have name changes that the public knows nothing about because they weren't famous with their original names. Maroon 5 was Kara's Flowers. Destiny's Child was Girl's Time. Van Halen was remarkably Rat Salad. Pearl Jam was Mookie Blaylock. Nirvana was Pen Cap Chew. Sorry, but I love that one. Led Zeppelin was the New Yardbirds. Black Sabbath was incredibly Polka Tulk Blues Band. Kiss was Wicked Lester, Coldplay was Starfish, The Grateful Dead were The Warlocks, Boys to Men was Unique Attraction, The Who was The High Numbers, and U2 was The Hype. The Bee Gees were The Rattlesnakes, New Kids on the Block were Nynuke, and finally one of my personal favorites, Red Hot Chili Peppers were, incredibly, Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. The list could be much, much longer. When people undergo a change so significant that it alters their perception of themselves, then either they or someone else sees fit to change their designation as well. Their name changes. In the Bible, Abraham became Abram. Sarai became Sarah. Jacob became Israel. Simon became Peter. And Saul became Paul. There are many other examples, but in each, a significant change has occurred in their relationship to God and to others. For thousands of years, infant baptism, or in some traditions, christening, has been the time when people of the Christian faith officially give their child a name. This is also the time that Christian families pledge themselves to bringing their children up educated in the faith. In many places, such as Africa, the Middle East, India, and the Far East, conversion to Christianity in adulthood is often accompanied by a change of name as well. That's because at the moment of conversion, when Christ is accepted and the Holy Spirit indwells, we are reborn. We become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 6:15. In the West, Christians do not often change their names after their acceptance of Christ. For some, raised in a Christian home, it was what they always believed. For others, while they may remember the exact circumstances and timing of their rebirth, a name change just isn't part of their culture. But nevertheless, being born again as a Christian does change the way we view the world and the way the world views us. While God has loved us all from the start, it changes our relationship to Him as well. We are now forgiven, saved by grace through faith in the risen Christ. Once we were slaves to sin, condemned to death. Now we still sin, unfortunately, but we have been granted the righteousness of Christ and have been offered an eternal reunion with the Creator. That's cool enough to warrant a new name, in my opinion. We may actually have a new name, for all we know. After all, we get new bodies after Christ returns, 1 Corinthians 15:44. The Bible tells us that God knows us by name, Isaiah 43:1, Jeremiah 1:5, John 10:3 and 14, Psalm 139:1. What a reassurance to know that the unimaginably powerful force behind the creation of the universe knows your name personally. That's a good thing to grab a hold of the very next time you feel unimportant, insignificant, or frightened of evil. Remember being a child on the playground and resorting to, "My dad can beat up your dad"? Come to think of it, that was probably exclusively a boy thing. Well, anyway, it's something for Satan to keep in mind when he decides tempting you is a good idea. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you that you know our name, adopted as sons and daughters through Christ. Perhaps you even have a new name for us that reflects the change inside of us. However, we are called in heaven, the certainty that you know your sheep, and that you will leave the 99 to rescue even one of us, is all we need to face whatever challenges lay before us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.